From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed nine people Friday night in the Bavarian state capital of Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. The 18-year-old, identified only as David S., received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care, according to Thomas Steinkross-Koch, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office. In addition to suffering from depression, the suspect had fears of contact with others, Steinkraus-Koch said at a Sunday news conference. The shooter, who killed himself after the attack, did not target specific people, nor is there evidence the shootings were politically motivated, according to Steinkraus-Koch. A British-based human rights group said Syrian government airstrikes struck five makeshift hospitals Saturday in rebel-held areas, killing one infant and jeopardizing medical care for more than 200,000 civilians in rebel-held areas. The Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes disabled four clinics in the provincial capital of Aleppo and one in Atareb, just west of the city. Syrian government and allied forces last week surrounded rebel-held sections of Aleppo, which has been contested for 4 years. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers attacked demonstrators. The ministry has banned public gatherings and demonstrations for 10 days, VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine campaigned together for the first time Saturday, sounding an optimistic message of hope in the future, in contrast to the past week's Republican Party convention, where many speakers warned that the United States is in decline. Clinton introduced Kaine to a crowd of cheering supporters in the state of Florida, saying she and her choice for vice president will offer a very different vision for America, one that calls for building bridges, not walls, a jab at Republican Donald Trump's call for building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants.
When someone says, "I alone can fix it," that should set off alarm bells in not just Democrats' minds, but Republicans, independents, people of all ages and backgrounds. That is not a democracy.
Trump had no campaign appearances Saturday, but spoke out in a series of tweets that appeared to be aimed at dividing Democratic voters, especially over economic issues. Torrential rains have caused devastating floods in much of China, leaving more than 150 people dead and scores missing. State media said the northern province of Hebei has suffered the worst of the deluge and highest number of casualties, with 114 dead and 111 missing. More than 300,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes. Tens of thousands of Cambodians on Sunday joined the funeral procession of a government critic whose murder earlier this month raised concerns of political violence in the run-up to elections. Khem Le was assassinated while drinking his morning coffee at a gas station in Phnom Penh 2 weeks ago, sparking a mass outpouring of sorrow, frustration, and fury across Cambodia. A new Associated Press GFK poll says more and more Americans are in favor of tougher gun laws, but are pessimistic that lawmakers will do anything soon to bring about changes. Nearly two-thirds of the respondents support stricter laws, while most favor nationwide bans on the sale of semi-automatic assault weapons, such as at the AR-15, and on the sale of high-capacity magazines holding 10 or more bullets. China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea is expected to again be a focus as foreign ministers from the region and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gather in Laos this week. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.